The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Okay, ready? Let's do it. Hahn's gonna edit this.
The Damon Hahn Show. I will.
Like a faggot. Is this in the center? Damon
Hahn Show. Stop touching it.
Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Hahn.
And I'm Dylan.
What? Dylan? And this is the Dave and Hahn Show with...
Dylan, the game guy.
Should we start over? That's probably
no,
of the show.
No.
Okay, anyways, yeah, so we have a special guest this week.
One of the two episodes.
2018, off to a grand start.
No, we already did a 20... Oh, we didn't. Yes, 2018!
It's been a year.
It's been a year since 2017.
Yes.
So one of our two listeners has joined us today. It is a very exciting time.
Thank you for stealing my joke.
He said it earlier.
I said it.
Who said it first?
I did.
I didn't say anything. So.
You said one of your
One of your two listeners.
Wow. I need a drink.
Are you
okay,
sure?
So we're started.
We have.
This is the new show, 2018.
Welcome.
Welcome. We did that already? Did we? No, we don't say... Okay. So, let's just... How's your 2018 going, Hahn?
2018
Wait, hold on.
Is...
Who's Dylan? Isn't that what everyone's wondering? The other guy who listens?
The one other person?
That lady? What was her name? What was that lady's name?
Let's not...
Okay. Who's Dylan, eh? Dylan, you don't have to, but you wanted to say who you are.
A few words.
I am a podcaster slash... Game
don't bullshit us.
Man.
Don't bullshit. No.
Hey. You've listened to those terrible podcasts.
I may have said I did, but probably didn't.
No, you did at least once because you told me the contents of at least one of the podcasts I did.
So you have a podcast?
I made it up
to
and got lucky.
What are the names?
They are no longer running.
Oh, but yeah. Can they still be found?
They can still be found at Megaviews. You can just search that into YouTube. I'm starting a new podcast with
Dylan. Why are they not still running?
Oh, I don't work at that job anymore.
I'll accept that.
They're job specific.
Yeah. I worked in a comic book store, so they were weekly updates on comic books and different opinions.
Go on.
Okay. Suddenly they just turned into like a Saturday morning radio show.
Hey, and I'm Dizzy Pete. Let's hear the traffic from Dylan.
But I am doing a new podcast with a buddy of mine. It's just a comedy podcast because I hate weekly update things now.
After time for a weekly update, Hahn? No.
This week on new comedic podcast.
Comedic? Cummy dick. What'd you say?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so here we are. We've got Dylan here. Dylan, it's spelled, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Dylan Lococo.
Is that your last name?
Yeah.
Hold on. First of all, we don't give last names in the show.
I don't care.
Hahn will edit this out.
Okay.
Don't, though. It's a joke. What's it? Rococo?
Lococo. And that's all I'm giving.
What?
Lococo.
Dave, why are you making a deal out of this?
Well, he said it. So it's just a weird...
It's completely not accurate as well.
Oh. Okay. So I was tricked.
Yeah, you were tricked. Bamboozled.
Okay, is that a reference to some joke I missed?
No, it's just if you look at it, it clearly looks like that, but it is not.
Hold on. It looks like Lococo, but it's not pronounced Lococo.
David, I will write this down.
Dave, not David. We'll go by Dave on this.
You said, okay, fair enough.
He's showing me his screen. There's a lot of words. He's...
Right there.
He's pointing at a word. What? Okay, anyways.
They did not play good for air, but I just wanted...
Should we start over?
Yeah.
No. Every time I ask that, it's a joke.
I know.
I never
Sometimes
want to start.
It's like I've listened to the show.
Sometimes it's not a bad option, says Hahn.
Welcome to episode... I don't even know what number this is.
43.
Is it 43?
We were looking at this earlier.
So. Yeah.
God damn it.
It's on my notes. 43.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 43. Whoa.
So who's the other person listening? That girl?
Okay.
No,
how should we start?
We just started.
Do we have any more bibble babble? Any bibs?
Oh, bibble babble.
Yeah. Dylan just introduced himself, and he's mentioned his podcast. Wait, what's your new podcast called?
What do you plan it to be called? Because it certainly has not started yet, right?
It's called Catching Up, and it's me and...
You already said that, too, by the way.
Grade school friend of mine, just basically shooting a shit.
Is the shit okay?
Usually not.
Okay. And you've done it one yet? Yet?
We are.
Yet, yet.
Actually, I think it's going to be recorded tomorrow.
So this is just pretend imagination thing that he's come up with. Are we supposed to be closer to the mic?
I think you are.
Okay, good. I'm the loud, boisterous one, right?
Aren't I usually the loud, boisterous one?
Yes, but you've been... I think you're holding back because this is a new situation for you.
No, because I don't want to blow out the mic.
Okay, good idea.
Han? It's like I've done this for years.
No comment.
Okay, so Bibble Babble. I guess this is Bibble Babble, right?
It is definitely Bibble Babble.
Bibble Babble, if you didn't hear the episode, is a phrase we invented on the Dave and Han show.
But I remember Shakespeare had actually used it.
Yeah, and it was in Stephen King books, too. Was it Stephen King? No. Yeah, it was in a book.
It was a Stephen King book.
Okay.
It's definitely in a book.
Oh, it must have been the most recent one. I can't remember.
Do we have an occasion for you being here?
No.
Well, he's our fan, and I thought we should have a fan on the show.
Dave just got it stuck in his mind that I should come on the show for some odd reason. Well, I was like, okay.
Because people won't believe we have fans, or even listeners, but here's living proof.
And over time, we will have every fan on the show? Is that the point?
Well, if we can get Amy, whatever her name was, yes.
Okay.
Since Dylon is here, this show is just dedicated to Amy.
That's not even her name.
The only other person.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, you didn't want me to name her, so...
You drove her away.
Have you heard from her lately?
No.
Okay.
I think you need more than one update a year for that kind of viewership.
Yes. Han, let's talk about it. Why not do it on the show itself? Should we do this more regularly now?
Do what more regularly now?
This show. You.
Yeah, okay. I'm totally down with that.
Once every 2 weeks or better?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Han, you said you were married last time. Did we mention that?
Did we? Well, I did get married. That was in 2017.
Yes. So you have no more free time, or how does that work?
I have... my wife works in another province right now. So.
But when she doesn't, is that like the end of podcasting for us?
It'll be tough, but not impossible. So I would say no.
It's not impossible. What?
Somewhat.
What's the question that the answer is no to?
What? There's no. I'm just saying.
You just said I can say no.
And did then I you say that?
Denied.
Somewhat.
No.
Okay, so let's start over. No, right. Okay, so what do we do for segments?
We
we're not going to give you the fakey five right now. You're sitting there with your dick out, all excited, like fakey five, fakey five, fakey five. Let's do it. No, you're going to have to wait, gents, ladies.
The one lady.
I'm disturbed by the scenario you've conjured up.
I'll explain. A lot of gentlemen have ample-sized penis.
Understood. Okay. Why don't you, do you have a segment you'd like to start with? Actually, we should let our guest begin. What do you have prepared for us?
Han.
Yes.
I said we would, like, do things, and then he would add his, like, he's not leading with stuff. Do you have anything? Oh, hold on. You made a Would You Rather, right?
I did.
Let's start with our guest in the Would You Rather.
Okay.
And for the first time, now that there's three people, we might get both answers chosen. It's exciting.
Wait, what? He's going to ask us both what we'd rather?
Why not? No, it's only going to be for Han. What do you mean? Of course, he's going to ask both of us.
Wait, if we do the Fakey Five, is it both?
Each one gets a guess. What are you talking about? You thought it was just us? He's there like...
That's going to like multiply all the answers and... Okay, whatever. Sure.
No, there's still only five, Han. And there's still only one Fakey.
You just go one person at a time. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Do you want?
No, let's do it. It just seems like a lot.
Well, if we continue arguing about it, it will take
how is this?
I'm not. I say, go for it.
Okay. So, my would you rather is be stuck with no internet for life or have no sight.
Oh my god, that's so close to mine. I hate you. I have a similar one.
No internet. Easy.
So wait, I want to preface this with think about how much you use the internet in your daily life, and you could probably still do almost everything without looking.
But wait.
I assume people around me can use the internet.
Yeah, so, can I just say, Han, can you look up how old Rita McNeil is? Is she alive? She die? I think she died.
Obviously, I have to get back into, like, hey, am I allowed to SMS people? What? Like SMS people?
Yeah.
Text message?
We have qualifiers on these. What would you rather?
So, would you go through literally every single action with SMSing someone?
Yes. My answer was, so yes is the answer.
The thing instead is, like, typing, losing sight.
Big whoop. Instead of typing on my computer, I'd type it in SMS and I'd get the answer. So, screwed. I'm going vision.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most people would go with the vision because it's like...
This is not a guessing game. What would you? Would you rather not...
I have to remind you that most of people's jobs also demand the internet. So you would probably be out of a job.
No, you'd just change careers.
Yeah.
To doing something without a job.
I'd make pizzas. Totally.
I would make...
What if the...
bad jokes?
Alcoholic drinks.
We call it bartender.
Wouldn't the vendor system use the internet?
Hold on. Let me explain something about would you rather, okay? You don't get mad if we didn't pick the choice wanted.
I'm just saying, just think about it.
What was your question? I wasn't listening.
That's usual. But I was saying, just think about the amount of things you need the internet for.
It's true.
Porn. There's still magazines, right?
There's a lot to give up, especially with like...
They don't do those anymore.
We can still buy games, right? And play games on our computers.
You have to go to the store.
Yeah. But that's not a big deal. All right, so I'll have to sit through an installation process from a DVD.
Most things are now activated through Steam, so you can't do that anymore.
I'd have to go through... I'd go to Game Shack. I think I know what this question is leading to.
Go and buy things.
You'd have to go to Game Shack.
Spend actual money.
That's fine. I'll just get a PS4 or whatever.
How are you going to register without the internet?
I won't register.
Okay.
I don't have a Sony account. What is it called? Sony Store?
Sony Spire.
So we both won that. So that's two wins. One.
Winning in Would You Rather.
I thought this wasn't a contest.
Okay, I'll do mine now.
I will definitely
since win. It's similar to his. Dylan and Han. By the way, your name is Dylan, but it's spelled Dylan, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
How many more times are you going to make that joke?
Rather have only one arm?
I was going for the arm thing at first.
Or be deaf?
So,
why do you guys have these similar questions?
Hold on. When I first wrote this, I was like, no internet or one arm. And I was like, no, wait, hold on. I'm going for sight. What I wrote.
Too loud. The bike just exploded.
This is what you guys think about all day. It's like, lose my sight or my arm or my hearing?
So deaf or arm?
One arm or deaf.
Do I get to choose the arm?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with the one arm.
Okay.
Ooh, boy. I think I would actually try. Now, here's the thing.
Try. Give it a whirl. Once you lose an arm, it's done, Ben.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. You could lose hearing, but how am I losing the hearing, right? Because there are certain technologies that can help you regain your hearing. Okay, I'll lose the hearing. Whatever.
That is the incorrect answer.
Okay, so we have a split.
I watch TV and Netflix with the subtitles on anyway, so who cares?
But we are like...
We have a split answer. Now I have a follow-up add-on to this.
Who wins?
Me.
Ready? I'll ask you, because he... Wait.
What? Is a follow-up?
Yes. What if it was one arm and one leg?
Oh, I would still go for that answer.
Why?
So there's a clear winner, and it's because...
There's no winning!
We are nearing the Blade Runner future, and so I will have robot legs and robot arms anyways, so it'll be fine.
See, that's the thing. Like, maybe I could get robot hearing. Can I get robot hearing?
I don't know. Talk to your practitioner. Okay, Han, do you have a would you rather?
No, I didn't know we were doing that.
Okay, fine. I did mention it while you were distracting your phone.
No, you did not.
I did. You rather? We talked about would you rather. You said, here are the segments, and you mentioned would you rather.
No, I didn't.
You 100% did. That's the only way I would remember it existed.
You were here first.
No, you said would you rather.
What?
You did. And you have it written down as a segment from before. The only way you would even say it.
I haven't written all the segments we do here.
So you said would you rather when I came in here, and I said, what are we doing for segments? Okay, so...
How could that possibly be true if I don't have it?
But you do, because you said it.
Why would I say okay,
You don't have would you rather in that on that page there? Is that what you're saying?
It's listed there. Okay, all the segments we do are listed there. I did not know we were doing it specifically for this show.
Han, it's hilarious what's going on right now.
Why?
I came in here and I said, what segment are we doing? We would talk about it. Then you said, here is our segment. And you started listing all our segments. And you said, would you rather?
Right, right. But I, sorry, so I guess there's a miscommunication. I did not mean to imply that I'm doing okay. all of these. You mentioned, these are the ones that we have done in the past. These are like not that? The ones I've prepared. You understand what
we're at 1 hour and 45
this is the worst marital spat I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. I was saying the ones potentially, not the ones I have prepared.
Han, do you see any movies lately?
I need to think about that.
Dylan, have you? So would you prefer me to call you Dylan or Dylan in this show?
I did see a movie lately.
Han, which movie?
I saw The Last Jedi. What is
oh,
it
I
called?
Didn't see it, so don't.
What is it called?
Don't spoil it.
The Last. It is The Last Jedi.
I haven't
is
seen it.
Is it The Last Jedi?
Yeah,
it's I haven't Last seen Jedi. It, so do not spoil it for me.
Is it The Lost Jedi?
No, it's The Last.
He's doing shtick. He knows it's The Last Jedi. He's trying to be funny.
See, I kind of
this
trying
is
to
Sober Han. Sober Han trying to be funny.
Okay. All right, fine. You don't want to talk about the movie because you haven't seen it.
Well, just to confirm, don't spoil it. It is The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Are you sure it's not The Lost Jedi? Bit.
He's doing shtick. He's sober. This is a joke.
Okay.
But in French.
Well, no, it worked. French, Dylan laughed.
It translates to The Lost Jedi.
Was that a laugh or that was an exhale through the nose? I'm pretty sure it was that one.
Okay, so is you can talk about it non-spoilerly. I don't really care that much, but like, or...
Did you listen to the...
No.
Okay, I won't talk about the movie that much, but did you listen to the, or watch, rather, the Skeptic's Guide take on the movie?
No. Okay. Why would I watch that, which is heavy spoilers, if I don't want it to be spoiled?
Okay. Okay.
Someone get Han a drink.
You answered no, fine.
Chuck
Dylan,
that
do you have
right
a,
now.
Do you have a thing? Do you have a movie...
I was going to say I have literally zero interest in The Last Jedi, and I've heard only mixed things.
Hold on. You're a mega nerd.
I am, somewhat.
You look like Wolverine.
Okay.
Oh, why that's you, who he looks like.
Why would you not care about... And you work at a game... What do I call it? A store?
Schlep? That's definitely what it is.
I was going to call it a store. Shack.
A game schlep.
A game schlep.
Why... Hold on. That was weird. Your watch is 10:55, while mine's at 10:56.
Mine says 10:56. Let's stop with the
dating
watch.
No, we'll talk about the watches later. But I mean, mine was. I thought it would be like exactly the
okay,
same.
Okay, so we don't want to talk
you,
about
did you
the want watch to
continue
Jedi.
That sentence?
What?
What's the movie you want to talk about, Dave?
No, why don't you continue a sentence about calling me a schlep or something?
I'm trying to remember what it said.
I work at a game and I'm
Oh, yeah. No, so it's surprising that you're not into Star Wars. And also with the videos we watched earlier about nerd. Like, you're just a mega nerd, games. Comics, you're like, so it's funny, or it's surprising to me, that you have no desire or care about the Star Wars movie.
Nerd is R word. You cannot use that one. That is inappropriate.
I apologize.
No, I have...
We're not, all nerds here.
I have not cared.
How are our watches not in sync? They're both...
What? They both say 10:56.
No, yours... Mine's at 10:56 first. We're multiple
no.
seconds off.
No.
Okay, watch, Kate. Dylan, there.
This is a new
seven,
segment.
57.
And mine says 57.
It was like a second delay.
Okay. So
this is an iPhone versus Android thing. Go on.
Well, okay, Android.
Why do you not care about Star Wars?
Do you think it's tied to my phone?
So, Star Wars hasn't been good since the 80s, and that's basically what I believe, is that, like with all these other remakes, it's a very huge, just false film.
But aren't you curious just to experience it?
I don't want to see them.
What's the last one you watched?
Yeah, I was going to say. Have you
Force
seen
Awakens
the...
And Rogue One. I see them all. I just don't care anymore.
Oh, God. So you're going to see it?
Probably at some point.
Jesus F. Really?
I'm not going to pay for it, though.
Hey, that's a psycho.
Like, I don't want to just watch a movie where they puppeteer Mark Hamill's corpse on screen for people to just go, I know that. I'm good.
Okay, let's talk about movies, eh? I saw the movie Jigsaw.
Was it as bad as I think it is?
What is that?
Look, wait, now that has a fan going.
Is it a puzzle?
It's definitely a
puzzle. You could say. It's the latest in the... It's like Saw 30, right?
Yeah.
It's the latest in the Saw
but there's
series.
There's a jig. Go on.
I wish... I have no joke for that, but I was going to say something...
That was like the
something
biggest...
that would salt on. So it's the latest in the Jigsaw... In the Saw series. That was half... drunk, half intentional. Did either of you see the Saw movie or Saw 1? Saw.
I saw 1.
You saw Saw? Did you see Saw?
Good job.
I may have seen Saw 1.
Okay, what did you guys think?
It's okay. James Wan's a good director.
The first one, I think, was
Hold
the
on
only
second.
One worth
James
watching.
Bond is a good director?
James Wan.
Okay. I seriously heard James Bond.
But I feel like it's a I haven't seen the other one, so it's hard for me to say.
Han, who hasn't liked anything since Never.
I enjoyed the first one. That's which is the only one I saw.
Wait, did you even say if you liked The Last Jedi?
No.
Did you
I didn't want to spoil it.
Did you
I thought we were going to talk about
it. How is it? Just you liked it.
Okay, spoiler. I liked it.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
So, did you like Jigsaw Seesaw?
See, Jigsaw was...
Well, which number of the Saw movies is it?
I guess it's 7? I think it's 7.
I think you were closer at 30. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I did any
research. Okay, anyways, it was... Here's the thing about movies, Kay. I am not as hard... What? I'm not as... What's the word?
You don't hold critical.
What?
Yeah, you don't. You're not as critical.
I'm not as critical on a lot of movies that everyone hates. Like, the perfect example is the movie Jack and Jill. Adam Sandler's movie where he plays him and his sister.
See, that's a movie based on the premise and the trailer I would not watch.
It's like, everyone gave it like the worst review ever, saying it's the worst movie. I think it swept the Razzies. They had a field day with it on...
Harlan.
Yeah. But I thought it was okay. It was kind of amusing. A lot of movies that just everyone hates, I think, are okay.
I am silently judging you, by the way.
I did, speaking of movies like that, Magnolia. Do you remember Movie 42?
Yes, Movie 43.
Oh, 43? That was a movie that I was like, I'm going to give this a chance. And I actually super enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Did you see it?
I only liked the James Gunn segment.
You don't have to like lean towards the mic and just stare at it intently.
It's really funny how much people really hate that movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's okay. It's not great, but...
It seemed like they were all having fun.
Anyway, so Jigsaw was okay. It was like Saw. It's just like, it was like a little twist and stuff.
Just a little twist?
Yeah. It was like, it was definitely... I shouldn't make noise like that. It was, are you going to chug this or no?
No.
Okay. Or mix it with something?
No.
Lick it?
David is brandishing a bottle of vodka.
Descriptive video. We should have a descriptive video, man.
Yeah.
Because I'm deaf.
David looks sullen. So, but at least you have all your limbs.
Yeah, that's important.
So Jigsaw was okay. But since I'm not too harsh on movies, but not like a shtick, I just, they're generally okay.
How much money would you... maximally have paid to watch Jigsaw?
$5.
$5. Okay. I think that's a good metric to like.
Okay, so we're good?
I was going to talk about the movie I was going to talk about, if that's okay with you.
Nah, we're running out of time, actually. Okay. No, I'm just joking. Go ahead. Now let's Dylons.
So as a complete opposite.
Hold on, let's make a segment. Dylons movie.
Okay, come on.
I don't think anyone can hear that.
Dylons.
Okay, stop.
So as a complete opposite of Dave, I am the most critical about film.
Yes.
It is a complete opposite. I think it's just because I may work in a game store and like video games and comic books, but film is actually the thing I love most. The movie I've seen...
Yeah, he doesn't want to see Star Wars.
I think I went through that pretty clearly.
He's very sensitive. He has very like high standards. That's all.
Yes.
Is anyone going to eat this?
Stop playing with the props.
So,
they're going to be wondering what that was.
I instead of talking about movies I've recently seen that I did not like, I'm going to talk about the most recent movie I physically bought and saw in theaters multiple times and have paid probably $50 in total until now to see.
Hold on. Jack, when did you physically buy it?
Oh, I bought it, 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh.
On Blu-ray.
Okay.
A physical media.
Can we try to guess?
Okay, go ahead.
Matrix Revolutions.
Yentl. Okay, well, no, seriously, okay, what is it?
Blade Runner 2049.
Okay.
And that is one of the best movies I've seen.
Did we talk about that in the last one?
No, but we can talk about it. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, we've all seen it. On a count of 3, 2, do we like it?
On 3?
I'm pretty sure I've already said my answer.
So we're going to rate it out of 10. Ready?
Rate it out of 10.
Ready on the one, okay. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
10. 9.
Okay.
It is the best movie I've seen in like the past 10 years. It is fantastic.
Including Jack and Jill in movie 43.
Yes.
Okay.
No contest.
Hold on. Even with the director's cut of Jack and Jill.
You see, it's on my shelf. I have not seen it yet.
I guess they renamed it Movie 2043. Sorry.
Just get out. Just go. God. Han. Welcome to the Dave and Dylon Show.
It would just be the double D.
Okay, so you really enjoyed Blade Runner.
Yeah.
You like Jack Villeneuve's take on... Is that his name?
No, it's not.
Oh, is that Dennis?
Dennis Villeneuve. No,
I guess
Dennis Villeneuve is probably my...
We might want to set back a bit.
Yes. Did you like Arrival?
I did. I also like Prisoners, Enemy, and everything else he's ever done.
I liked Prisoners. I didn't see Enemy, and...
Arrival
was okay.
What was the problem with Arrival? It was about language. Was it too slow?
It was kind of slow, yeah.
Yeah, it's science fiction, man.
Your science fiction.
I know. But Blade Runner, like, that movie somehow, because I'm a huge Blade Runner fan.
Shit, I didn't press record.
Oh, cool.
I do that usually in the middle of it.
No, but it elevated past the original and then just completely annihilated it in every way, shape, and form.
And the scene where they were fighting in the virtual reality theater, the hologram.
One of the best scenes I've seen in years.
Tell that to Dr. Steven Novella. What?
Best use of Harrison Ford in years. They just dragged his corpse on.
Is that a new Oscar category?
Best use of Harrison Ford? It should be. There was that move.
Okay. What do you think? What do you take? I also really enjoyed. Well, I think everyone here.
Well,
really
8, 9, 10. You do the math. Yeah. That's 27.
What is your take on people's criticisms of the film?
They're dumb.
Okay. Nice. Sorry. You hear that, Babinski?
Don't hold back. What? Just. sorry. Who?
That's someone who used.
Next
to
time I see him, I'm totally. I'm just going to link him this.
Good. We need more listeners.
Yeah, we need less inside jokes. I have no idea who that is.
Whatever, Dr. Fubblebutts.
No, like, it's the clear reason for why everyone didn't like it was because it's too slow and they weren't patient enough to just deal with the movie when it's one of the...
Are we supposed to mute our phone? Sorry.
You should probably do that. I think the best example is I took this movie over to my dad's place. My dad is an old man.
Hold on.
Okay. He is a man who can't get 20 minutes into anything without falling asleep. That movie is 3 hours long. He stayed awake the entire time and just went, that was better than the original, and walked away. I was stunned. I was like,
now, was it because you were with him going like, oh, look at it, look at it.
No, it was silent. The front room was silent. Me just sitting there just intently watching because that's how I watch movies.
Did you have mono?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
No, but honestly, that movie.
Your throat hurts a lot and you can't talk.
Oh, I thought you meant like he didn't have stereo.
No, that movie is perfect.
Was it in mono?
That's true.
Okay.
It is perfect, and I feel it got snubbed by Shape of Water, which is also a great film, but nowhere close.
Did they ever answer what the Shape of Water is in that movie?
Yes.
And what's the answer?
It's a fish penis.
It definitely. That is exactly what I was going to
Spoiler
say.
Spoiler alert, I have not seen it, but now I will definitely see it.
There is an accurate description of his penis as well.
No, but is there visuals?
She makes visuals with her hands.
No, but can we see...
Hand puppet of the penis.
No, but can we see the actual fish cock?
No.
Aqua cock.
Alfred Hitchcock?
Snorkel.
Snorkel dick.
There we go. Yeah, no, but very good movie.
Okay. How many minutes are we into this?
We are... And if you're listening, cover your ears. 28 minutes.
Okay.
And so, to end it off, everyone who is listening to this, so just that one chick.
Are we on mute?
No. Who hasn't seen Blade Runner, definitely go see it, and don't listen to anyone else and their dumb opinions unless they are right.
Okay, now I'm going to interrupt the podcast to ask our listeners a question. When I frequently say, should we redo this podcast, and I say things like, are we on mute, and is this thing on, are those funny to you, or should I just not do those anymore? So write in to Dave at... Dave at DaveAndHanshow.com or Han at.
So if they were David. To write in, theoretically.
No, but you can't fake it as an entry or an email from them. An entry? If they legitimately wrote in, we had enough complaints.
They complained?
I would stop.
You would stop?
But if I find out that you are spoofing that, should we create dialogue on it? No, okay, so that's our movie update. So set your VCRs to stun, folks. Wait,
do we have a name for that segment?
Movie look? Well, speaking of movie look, let's go to bookie look.
We don't have movie look. Okay, bookie look.
Bookie look. Do we have...
No, we do not for bookie look. We have bookie look.
No, we don't.
Huh?
Or should we just go to Fakey Five and give them what they want?
No, do your bookie looks.
Listeners, you're going to have to earn it this time. Right, Dylan?
All one of you. Oh. And me later when I re-listen to this to
listen, hear annoying my voice. When scientists discover this podcast in the future, they're going to love it. And we're going to have billions of robotic creatures enjoying it all the time.
On behalf of other people. Okay. What's your books that you've been looked?
Okay. I've got a good book.
Are you reading
it now? I don't know the author. What?
Are you reading it now?
No. The book title is The Name of the Game is Kidnapping.
What's it about?
It's about a kidnapping, believe it or not. It's written by some Japanese author.
Why don't you say their name?
Like Kikako Shigugu or something?
What else have they written?
Oh my God.
Malice. The Devotion of Suspect X.
What's their writing style?
English?
Is it English?
No, they're all like mysteries. Malice might not be written by him, but I think it is. I could get completely wrong on the whole thing. But I don't know who the author is. But it's a good book. So, thumbs up.
Why would you mention the book and not know the author?
Because I read on a Kindle, okay? So you look through the Kindle store, you see some interesting titles, you can read the description. The author is like a foreign name. I know, but
we're doing a segment here.
Okay, well, I don't know. My Kindle's in my pocket.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to tell me your book while I get
No, I don't have a book because it's been like months since I read a book.
Dylan, so entertain us while I get
I have been reading multiple books. You've seen most of them. Because I keep them all in my bag like a loser. Unlike Dave, I still use physical media. So I have like physical paperback books. I'm right now reading one of the best...
Too cheap.
Shut up. I'm reading one of the best culinary books that has nothing to do with actually cooking, Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain. I'm a huge fan of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, nobody cares. Okay, my book is... The author is Kaigo Higashiro. Shino. Kigo Higashino.
Okay. So what's the Anthony Bourdain book about?
And it's about a... Hold on, let me just... It's about this guy who works at an advertising company and...
He kidnaps someone.
They're doing a... Yes. Spoiler alert. They're...
Good job, Han.
He's doing like an ad campaign for a big auto company. And then the auto company says, we want to continue with this advertising campaign, but we don't want you, this one particular guy. You're not good. So you're fired and the rest keep going. So he gets mad at the auto company. So he goes to the auto company's like president to try to like...
Convince him?
Or like, or yeah, one of those. And then like, as he's approaching, like a little or a teenage girl kind of jumps over the fence and runs away. So he follows her, finds out that he's the daughter. And then with
is the daughter.
She's the daughter of the
auto guy. Yeah.
Okay.
So they conspire. She's running away from home. So they conspire to fake a kidnapping so that he could get his revenge on him. And then she can get money to run away. They're going to ask for money and they're going to split the money.
Yeah.
And then.
Classic.
And then, antics ensue.
Just like the Big Lebowski.
There's some twists and turns. It's exciting. It's a short book, like 300 pages or even less. So I recommend it. Enjoy it. It's a good read.
What's the mystery?
What brand? The new.
You said his books are mysteries.
Well, generally, but this is more of a
hijinks.
There's murder.
Okay,
that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Okay, sorry. Let's go back to
that. Is a spoiler alert, by the way. But
Anthony Bourdain's culinary, was it
hijinks?
That is basically what it is. Kitchen Confidential.
Kitchen Confidential.
So if anyone's actually...
Are you allowed to talk about it if it's confidential?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Have you watched any of Anthony Bourdain's TV shows?
No. It's total shit. No.
Okay. I don't know if this is a bit or this is just you being serious.
I haven't watched any. I've seen the title on like the guide.
He travels around and eats things. Strange things.
So he's basically if like I was successful and...
Hold on. Let me try to imagine this.
Yeah. It's very hard. I know.
No,
don't have an aneurysm. No, but it's basically showing the underbelly of the kitchen corporate industry and also just how, like, restaurant workers are basically insane. And if you work in a line, you are an insane person.
New listeners or old listeners, Dylan is a mega exaggerator, but go on.
I like a good underbelly.
Yeah, it
likes to exaggerate for shock value, but
no, that's definitely true. It's not entertaining.
What'd you say? All restaurant workers are literally insane.
Yes,
you said. Okay.
I used the that's wrong way.
That's not apparently an exaggeration.
It's also not the correct way to use literally, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it just shows, like, you have to be somewhat maladjusted to work in the restaurant industry at that point, where it was basically all just heroin addicts, ex-cons. He says this.
Do we need a disclaimer on this podcast this time?
Probably. No, but he even goes into, he himself was strung out on heroin at one point as he was going to become a head chef. And it's just him who describes things as, like, Apocalypse Now-esque narratives as him in the kitchen, where he stabs a guy who is slapping him in the ass with a tuning fork and basically carves out an entire chunk of his hand just to earn respect in the kitchen. It's an interesting book. I definitely recommend it. He has a really interesting writing style. Outside of that, I'm reading multiple books, but I guess we can just go for one, unless Han is reading anything.
I am not. I spend a lot of time... not reading, so I play a lot of games.
Okay.
Which books are you not reading?
Pretty much all of them. I have a lot of books on my shelf, and none of them are reading.
Whoa, what, something the shelf is in this picture?
Yeah,
that's that was, right. In my head, that was only some of us in my head, that was on. Funnier joke, just for the record.
In your head, a lot of things are... Okay, shall we finally get around to doing our fake...
I have a skeptical blather in my society... Games.
Okay, Nerd Alert. We're at the midpoint of the show. I hope this is the midpoint.
Okay, so
let's do our fakie five, and then we can, you know.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
People have been waiting patiently.
I have the only Dylan, person actually listening.
Dylan.
Yes.
Entertain them for a moment.
What's going on?
Just what? Entertain them.
Okay.
I protest.
Han doth protest.
You're the worst entertainer, by the way.
Yeah. Fair enough.
No. So you're just not reading anything at all?
This is I
don't read a lot of books.
Oh, okay.
I have three in my bag. How do you not just have something on the go?
I read a lot of Twitter. That's the only thing.
Please
I
don't do that. That will destroy your brain.
Okay, so who's going to go first in Fakie 5? We're going to let fate decide.
Oh man,
we're just going to pick a card.
Okay, wait.
And the lowest one goes first. That's the order we're going to do it.
I thought this was going to be my favorite segment.
God no, damn. We'll get to your favorite segment.
Okay.
Okay, so each of you pick a card, and I'm going to do the remainder in case you think I'm going to do some trickery.
I pick this one.
Okay, so the lowest goes first.
I see here you have two cards. You want me to pick the one that's closer to me.
This is not Princess Bride.
Okay.
Which I saw yesterday, by the way.
So it's totally what he did.
Okay, so who's lowest?
I'm,
Han goes first on Fakie 5.
Okay, so the way this is going to go is I'm going to read the Fakie 5.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask...
That's standard, by the way.
...our guest to...
Oh, guest goes first?
Should the guest go first?
Oh, see,
it doesn't... I'll go first. It's
no,
fine.
No, no,
it's
no,
fine.
No. Dave's going to go first.
This is Han 100%. He had a thing, and then he's like, should I...
No, because I like to think about the answer before I...
Okay, go.
Give a final answer. Okay, I'm going to do Fakie 5. Fakie 5, here we go.
Where should we all do it at the same time?
I read...
Fakie 5.
We read a list of 5 items, 5 facts, 5
trivia. Don't try to sound like SGU here. Just let's get to it.
And one of them is made up or, you know, otherwise false. And fake. I will read 5 facts about Black Panther, the original comic book.
Oh!
As we know.
Again, by the way, that looks to my Fakie. It's like your whatever.
Mine is totally.
Your would you rather was related to mine. Panther? Yours is now related to... It's not Pink Panther.
I wrote this...
Pink Panther?
whatever. Do it. Okay. Let's just do it.
Okay. I'm going to read... This is... So the movie should come out today, I think. Or yesterday. Today's Saturday. It came out yesterday. These are facts about the comic strip, not the necessarily the movie. I don't know what if the movie follows these fact points. So okay, I'm going to read them out.
Okay.
Don't give an answer. Don't give your thoughts or answer because I'm going to ask one of you first and then the other person will answer.
Well, the other person have help, but Dylan needs help.
Yes.
Number one, the first appearance of Black Panther was in July 1966 in an episode, in an issue of Fantastic Four. Number two, he originally got his power from eating a specially prepared heart of a hunted panther. Number three.
Hold on. He's vegan, so that's obviously...
Didn't I say something about interrupting or saying anything? Number three.
Yeah, and you think
he has a PhD in physics from Oxford University. Number four, he has the ability to control the undead. And number five, Black Panther has a sorcerer, Zawavari, who endowed him with immunity to mystical attacks.
Okay, so for sure it's 3, 4, or 5. I was originally thinking 3 or 4.
I'll just read them really quickly again.
Can I not? Oh, if they...
For the readers at home.
The readers?
Some of them will read. The first appearance was 1966 in episode of Fantastic Four.
That's true, so it doesn't matter. Never speak that again.
He originally got his power from eating a specially prepared heart.
That's stupid, but I believe it.
He's a PhD in physics from Oxford University.
Is that the fake?
University.
That's probably the fake.
We can discuss.
Number four, he has the ability to control the undead. And number five, he has a sorcerer, Zawavari, who gave him immunity to mystical attacks.
So I think 5 is completely accurate because that's too many actual words in a sentence.
No, but that's how a fakey thrives.
I'm going to ask Dave to go first. Dave to give his answer first.
Or should we just, maybe they should just discuss and come up with an answer.
What, you come up with one answer between the two of you?
Why not?
Okay.
Or two, if we don't agree.
Okay.
What
go for
think?
It.
I think it's the heart.
Okay, so read them again now that I care. Oh. No, forget the first two. Go 3, 4, and 5.
3, he has a PhD in physics from Oxford University. Number 4,
I could picture Han
ability
that
to
up.
Control the undead.
He's really smart, though. He's like one of the smartest men in the world.
Okay,
5,
so fine.
Has a sorcerer, Zawavari, who endowed him with immunity
so
to mystical attacks.
I'm thinking it's the panther heart.
Which was 2?
2.
Number one was
I don't remember the
July 66, and number two was eating a specially prepared heart.
So from my...
Hold on. Say 2 again one more time, exactly as you made it up. I mean, as
he originally got his power from eating a specially prepared heart of a hunted panther.
Hold on. Originally got his power? Like, then he got... No, that has to be the fake.
So I don't remember much of the origins, but I know that he's literally just super smart, and it's an advanced technology society. So to eat a panther heart...
He originally got his power. Is that a weird way to say that? Like...
Yes, unless this was...
Okay, you want to bank totally on 2?
I think it's 2. I have a good feeling.
2 is our answer.
2 was the answer.
Now, I would never have thought that with Thy Law not here.
It's not so far-fetched, because he did originally get his powers from eating something, but it just wasn't...
It was a bad hot dog.
It was a herb. It was some kind of mystical herb.
Ooh.
We got it right.
Yeah, it's like I worked.
You helped me.
Store.
I would have.
But you could have been if you'd known that little bit. You might have remembered he ate something.
I just counted.
That was very
one
culturally
and
2. Inappropriate, and that's why I thought it was definitely the wrong answer.
Listen, I just counted 1 and 2 immediately. If it wasn't for you, I would have got it wrong. 100%.
This is why Fakey 5 is kind of. There's a bit of a wrench.
Dialogue, you're next.
Okay. There's 2 people.
So as a preface, I wrote this when the last episode aired, so it is not as topical. But. My 55.
Mine is not topical at all. It's just...
There's something in here that could be topical.
Don't ingest it.
Weird technology. So one of these weird technologies is not real.
Okay.
There is... number one is a sperm-shaped super spike for delivering sperm to fertility clinics.
Hold on.
What?
Sperm-shaped super spike.
So is it really tiny?
No. It's a giant bike.
It's a full-size bike.
That's shaped like sperm. Yeah.
I think you said...
A bicycle.
Say it,
2 wheels, pedal.
A sperm-shaped bicycle for delivering sperm.
A sperm-shaped super bike. Super is there.
Hold on.
Why?
A sperm-shaped bike?
Why yes. Can't we get past the sperm
a
bike?
A bicycle that looks like a sperm.
Like a bit of jism, yes.
Hold on, a bit of jism or a single sperm?
How is that technology, though?
Is it robotic? It's a super bike.
Is it, like, robotic?
Okay, go on. I'm not
taking
this one. It
moves faster than a normal 2-wheeled bicycle. Number 2, a duck-billed muzzle for dogs that will turn their barks into quacks.
Hold on. This is an excellent Fakey 5. He's totally got the whole Fakey 5 concept.
This took me about 20 minutes.
Is this not a win already?
Number 3, baby stroller scooter hybrids for moms on the go.
That for sure is a thing. It was on Dragon's Den or Shark Tank. Go on.
Number 4, a custom Raspberry Pi that gives you supportive message that also now supports... non-gender-based and gender-fluid responses.
Why wouldn't there be one?
Number 5.
That was too confusing and you're talking too loud.
Okay. Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah.
Okay. A custom Raspberry Pi.
Hold on. You're not talking about... Are you talking about pie you eat or the
Raspberry
computer?
Pi.
Okay. That's I wasn't sure.
What?
Just a pie?
I have to think in chunks, so I need to know
what... Fair enough, man.
Slices.
That gives you supportive messages that now supports...
Okay, hold on. Yeah, that's for sure true, whatever you're saying. Okay.
It's also like, how do you know that someone hasn't made that? It seems like something could be made.
I
it's just software.
I
Okay, whatever.
Critically looked at every single.
There's no, three idea. Is off the plate. You agree, right? That Raspberry
Pi. That was three.
No,
Raspberry
four.
Pi can do.
How many are there?
There's
okay.
five of them.
Okay, four is off the plate. Never mention that Raspberry Pi. That's what I said last.
There's
time.
There's no pie on the plate.
Okay, yeah, go on.
And five, anti-pervert hairy stockings to prevent unwanted advances from men.
Okay, that I believe that.
Okay, so what were one, two, and three?
Yeah, okay, one, two, and three.
Sperm bike, which is weird.
Super yeah. sperm bike. Duck-billed muzzle for dogs that turn their barks into quacks. And baby
I believe
stroller.
That makes sense to me.
Baby stroller thing. That is a hybrid for scooters for moms on the go.
That's gotta be real.
Okay, wait. Here's the thing. That baby stroller...
Wait, it sounds dangerous.
Scooter?
It's a baby stroller, scooter, hybrid. Like, you know, like the Heely. Like, what is it? I'm sorry. The, those shitty scooters that kids used to, like, spin and hit their own, like...
Vespa? Knees.
No, the crappy...
Hot
like,
Wheels?
I saw something...
Basically.
Listen, I believe that... I saw something like that on one of those shows, Dragon Dens or Shark Tanks. So I'm gonna think that's real. So one, what was one?
It's gonna be two.
Sperm, shaped superbike.
He would not make up the sperm shaped superbike.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, hold on. Number two is a duck billed muzzle for dogs that turn their barks into quacks.
I would say number two. How does that even work? Because wouldn't a dog's bark be really loud?
You make a good point.
Why would the dog?
Let's talk about number one more time.
Why?
It's a bike, a bicycle.
Yes.
That is in the shape of a sperm, which is like
it's got a bulbous
triangle
head
with a yeah.
and a okay. tail,
and then a person pedals on it,
and it has a compartment for the sperm.
Something connects to their vagina.
No. It's for delivery men to deliver sperm.
Oh,
to fertility
I thought it was
clinic.
To inseminate women.
No. Where is your mind at?
Wait,
what?
So what's the purpose of it?
That's what you thought
to
it was
deliver
for?
Sperm to fertility clinics.
How's the woman gonna accept a bicycle?
She would. The seat would be like a tube.
This is definitely just a complete.
I'm not gonna
fantasy of Dave's. Here we go.
And you wonder why our leadership is down.
I think it's. I'm not doing shtick. I was seriously thought it was a.
Oh, I didn't say it was a shtick. I said it was your fantasy. Like that was exactly what I said.
I'm gonna say number two anyway. The other things all
what was
seem
number
like
two, the quack.
Yeah.
All the things can be. I see.
Okay, say
the
quickly one more time.
Okay. Sperm superbike for delivering sperm to fertility clinics. Duck billed muzzle for dogs.
I say number two also.
Okay. Are you agreed on this?
Oh God, we're wrong. He's okay. Yes.
It was the custom Raspberry Pi.
Oh.
The one you completely just disagreed entirely.
Read it. Read it.
The one that I said the fakey. A custom Raspberry Pi that gives you supportive messages that also now supports non-gender-based and gender-fluid responses.
How do you know that it'll exist?
Because I checked. When
you
this
checked
was made.
The world?
Yeah, I checked for a Raspberry Pi that gives, like, supportive messages.
But I'm sure there are apps that could do that, and in theory, you could put it on a Raspberry Pi.
But I did
Pi.
Not say it was an app. I said it was a custom Raspberry Pi, so it is technically...
I guess that is true. That's true. You got
it. This is one of those proof... Can you prove it wasn't a thing? Why'd you trick me into that stupid... I said right away that makes
I
sense.
Thought that, I thought it was a dead giveaway with
it
the...
It still doesn't make sense. How does it work?
I thought it was...
too loud. We have to talk quieter, actually.
I thought it was a dead...
those things going off the charts.
I thought it was a dead giveaway with the the non-binary and gender-fluid responses. I thought that was a dead giveaway.
My fakey five. Are you ready?
I can see someone, like, deciding to do that into a software.
Okay. These are weird Marvel character names.
Okay.
Oh.
So Black Panther was kind of a link to that?
Black Panther, Pink Panther, yeah.
Number one, Dollar Bill.
So these are not necessarily good guys.
These are good guys or goodbyes. They're goodbyes. Good guys or bad guys.
They
Number
bad
two,
guys.
Owl. Number three, Bi Beast. Bi hyphen Beast.
B-I?
Yep. Number four, Chumpsy. And number five, Ruby Thursday. Okay, I'll read them again. Dollar Bill, Owl, Bi Beast, Chumpsy, and Ruby Thursday.
Here's the thing. Marvel has been around for a long time, and they've gone through very silly names. So any of these are all... I feel like all of these are game.
Chumpsy.
So Han is saying none of them.
I'm going with four, Chumpsy.
Chumpsy.
No.
That's my guess.
Yeah. What's number three? That's a good guess.
Bi hyphen Beast is number three.
Because it sounds exactly like something Dave would just come up with on the spot.
I don't know. Chump scene sounds more like what he would make up.
Chump scene, not chump scene.
I said chump scene, didn't I?
Okay, I'm going to go for chump scene.
Okay, what? But I want to... Okay, number two and number three, those are the ones I'm kind of like fishing
for. Owl and By Beast.
See, the owl. Wasn't the owl the guy in...
Not the owl. Owl.
What was the name of the guy in...
I think it was Watchmen.
Watchmen.
Night Owl.
Night Owl.
And that's Vertigo, not Marvel.
Excuse me.
Okay, but Night Owl, he was... I guess he was based on Batman.
Yeah.
We cannot confirm or deny these...
By Divide? Beast? Divide. By Beast. What's By Beast's power?
He's part beast.
Part beast, part man, like Manimal?
Yeah. He's bi. don't assume.
I'm going to say By Beast.
All right, so there's two answers.
Chumpsy. So one of you said By Beast, one of you said Chumpsy. Yeah. You're both wrong. It was Chumpsy!
It's like working in that comic book store got me something.
Why? Why'd you go with Chumpsy?
How did you get Chumpsy?
That makes me so angry.
I know the other four and go, I've never heard of Chumpsy. There's some guess in that, right?
No, but the thing is, like, Chumpsy is the obvious one that you would make up in my
mind. That's why I instantly went for it.
And that's why I was like, I steered away because I thought you were zigging, but you were actually zagging. I'm sorry.
Really? How did you?
Again, I actually worked in a comic book store and I read a shit ton of comic books. I know you pretty well. That seems like the total answer you would put down.
Okay,
Did you know any of the other ones?
Yeah.
Which ones?
No, he didn't. He's lying.
Shut up.
Ruby Thursday?
Yes.
What's that in?
Okay, it came out the same time as the song came out, and I don't remember what.
There's no song called Ruby Thursday.
Isn't it Ruby Tuesday?
This is Ruby Thursday!
Yeah, it's a connection to that song.
Your face is a connection to that song.
Okay.
By the way,
I could totally be wrong, by the way.
He's totally wrong.
I am probably.
Owl, by the way, was my... I changed it from my original number two, which was Puppet Master. But I'll tell you why I changed it, because Chumpsy was only one word, and the other ones were all like multiple words. I didn't want to have my fakie as a somehow unique one.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Puppet Master would have tricked you.
There is some there, but I'm also that might have been DC, so I probably would have gotten faked by that.
Damn it! I knew we should have done Fakie 6.
That would have been cheating.
Is that what you were saying about Fakie 6? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't want to get rid of Puppet Master.
It was good. It's good. I probably would have gotten tricked by that, but I probably also would have thought if you said something outside of Chumpsy that I would have recognized.
I still think Chumpsy should be a character, but whatever.
No, it's a terrible name.
It's too close to a DC character.
So what are we at? 52 minutes.
Okay.
Minutes!
Do you have a quick segment, Dylan?
Well,
he doesn't.
Since I work in a video game store, and honestly, every time I come in...
Dylan, make us a new segment.
Oh, a new segment?
Just let him do his thing.
That's way too hard, Dave.
I don't... What were you about to do?
Oh, I was about to say that. Since I work in a video game store, and when I see you, literally all we talk about is what video game you're playing. What video game are you playing, Dave?
Nerd Alert.
Oh, so you're switching it from... What do you have?
Well, I've mentioned it to Han and you, so it's not too much exciting. Too much exciting?
Too much exciting.
It's not very exciting to you guys, but to our listener, I'm sure she will like to know that I'm currently playing Steampunk World Volume 2. What's it called?
Steam World Dig 2.
Steam World Steampunk Dig 2. Steampunk World 2. Volume 2. And it's a lot of fun. I just to tell the other people who don't know this already, I originally bought it on Steam. I was zipping zagging through the news section and I saw it. And I'm like, oh, I played Steampunk 1 on the PS3 when it was one of those PS... What's that subscription called?
Plus.
PS Plus free game of the month. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun, whatever. And so I tried out 2 on the Switch, and I really enjoyed it, but it was annoyingly... There's some annoyances in the gameplay design where you have this, like, light source, and after, like, a minute and a half, it just burns out, and you got to go back to town. And I'm used to playing games with cheats on the PC where you would be able to get around that, thanks to the website cheathappens.com/nothing. And... I didn't give you permission to use my deck as a...
Excuse me?
So I got the PC version. I got the cheats going, and it was it's a lot of fun.
With the cheats?
Yeah. Infinite light, buddy.
Okay. So your recommendation of the game might not apply to other people who might find the game unpleasant because They don't have access to the cheat.
It's a fun enough game, legitimately, and it's extra fun with cheats.
I was gonna say, Han, do you just like, do you get some kind of satisfaction for just stonewalling Dave at every point?
Yeah.
Okay, obviously. Fair enough. It was just a question.
No, I just want him like to admit that I don't know.
Are you sure?
Do you have a game that you're playing that you really enjoy, what you want to speak about?
Well, I do work at a video game store, and I do have no life.
Bayonetta 2 and 1 and 3.
What is that?
Bayonetta is a video game, and that's it. It's done.
No, it's a character action game made by Hideki Kamiya. It is a...
By leukemia.
Yes.
Disease has made a game, folks.
Yep. It's just basically like a Devil May Cry-esque action game. So 1 is my favorite game of all time.
Take this, thank you.
Okay, go ahead. I own it multiple times because I'm an insane person. And I've played 1 for a cumulative, I think last time I checked, 1,000 hours?
Hold on a second. Let me just take a sip of this drink.
Oh, please don't spit this out.
1,000 hours?
Yeah.
Wait, how could you play a game for 1,000 hours?
It came out like 8 years ago.
It came out, how much you finished it?
2,000 hours.
How many
ago?
Times you finished it? Is there
He's
a finish?
Really slow.
So the game is about 8 hours. So times 8 hours till you get 1,000, and that's how many times I played it. It's the perfect game.
So you just keep playing the same game over and over?
No. I play the same 3 games over and over that are my number one favorite game of all time.
But it's a single player. You're not playing against people.
Yeah. Well, multiplayer is stupid.
Guys, should we start over?
Well, I'm fascinated by this like obsession with this game.
Okay, so like
I've played games for 1,000 hours, but that's because I played against like other players.
So there is a skill ceiling in Bayonetta. Well, okay, so the idea being is it's like a speedrun where you just, you know, want to get better and better at the game until you can beat it in a certain amount of time. It's the same thing with me.
I've beat it.
Is your bit done?
You don't have to wait for him to finish.
Yeah, exactly.
That's done.
I bought it on multiple. I think I own it at PS3, 360, Wii U, and now Switch. And I play it every time I get it. And I've played it multiple times until I 100% it. And then I just replay it again. The idea is that I just...
So you don't go clubbing, is what you're saying.
Definitely not.
How many times do you think you have played it by the time you stop playing it?
Probably never, because I play it once a year or multiple times a year at this point. There are games I just play during times of the year. Like watching a Halloween movie during the Halloween season. I play just horror games and watch Halloween movies.
Did you say horror games or horror? I didn't quite...
So what would...
This gimmick of hearing things that... Hearing...
No, I do that a lot.
I know. You also do that in normal... In just
yes,
normal
yes.
But
it's one of my things. Thank you.
So you're just playing it... We'll iron this out and then I'll talk about my game. But you just play it... You play it the first time and you really enjoy it. Then you play it a second time to get better and better and better and better.
Yeah.
But... At this point, aren't you, like, super good at it?
I would say so, yes. I've platinum.
But you still just really enjoy it every time.
Yeah. Is it not just a game that you've beaten before, but you just want to go back and play again?
No. No, well, rarely.
I've usually never played a game twice.
Okay, you said rarely.
Dave is, like, an exception.
Yeah, Dave, it's just disposable media.
Like, there are games that I've played many times, but that's because there's, like, different ways you can finish.
Okay.
Is that the case here?
Well, there are multiple weapons you can equip to different things to get different combos. There is just a score system of stone, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, pure platinum. And to get a pure platinum run on every difficulty is going to take a couple
of... What about agate?
I'm pretty sure that's just above stone.
Thank you.
but no, it's just... to get a pure platinum run on all difficulties is pretty hard, and I've done that multiple times. It's just a fun game. It's one of the 3 games that I think, regardless of how many times I play it, I can just replay it forever.
Would you say that with the Bayonetta series, you'd like to do it by hand?
Especially in one-handed mode.
Okay.
And I would say I put a cumulative same amount of time into 2, probably half that.
Okay.
Okay, one last question. Why is it called Bayonetta?
She has an actual name, but she chose that because
it's a person.
Yeah.
The character chose the name of the game.
She chose her own name.
The character's okay, fictional.
Yeah.
And she's picking the name of the game.
Yeah. So the idea being is that she has no memory and she chooses that name.
It's called Amnesia. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. there's allusions to the fact that she, like, the entire thing is she has guns on both her hands and feet.
What's her rack like?
It's okay.
She has guns in her feet?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been playing...
nobody asked.
Yeah, you did.
Go on.
Slay the Spire, which is good.
Yes, because when I was playing my Steampunk World 3, it kept popping up. Lazarus, sorry, can I say that? He's playing Spire the Shame. What?
Spire the Shame.
Shame Spire 3, whatever.
Shame Spire all the way.
No, but I keep seeing that popping up. So what's that game?
It's a fun early access still, but...
EA, we call that. No, I don't. No. Go on. That's a company. That's...
It's like a... How do I describe it? It's a card game.
Boring.
You start with a deck, and you build what? Your deck... Based on cards you earn by beating various creatures.
Yeah, who cares? Nobody cares. Okay, speaking of cards. Han, are you psychic?
Yes, you know that I am.
By the way, this is Dylon's favorite segment.
This is actually my favorite segment.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Are those piles?
Each of these piles has a jack, queen, or king in a random order, okay? Dylon is going to pick one, only to himself and me, and you're going to tell us which of the jack, queen, or king it is.
Wait, what?
He's going to pick a jack, queen, or
king.
Well,
why'd you make four piles, then? Because
if you get it right, we're going to keep doing it. If you get all four right, you're psychic. It's been...
Do I win $1 million?
Yes, you do.
Have you seen Ghostbusters?
Go.
It's very similar to that.
Han, what is that?
Queen.
No, you're not psychic. What? Well, maybe Dylon is psychic. So, you do that with Dylon. Pick one. Let me see.
So, it's jack, queen, king.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Jack.
You're wrong. Okay, am I psychic? Do it on me.
Why are we doing this?
Would you rather be psychic is our segment.
I
was it would you rather be psychic?
That was a joke. I combined the two intentionally.
I know.
You're supposed to just mix them.
Aren't you supposed to pick?
Okay. No, we're trying to figure out.
I'm guessing now. That's a queen. Okay, next one. Was it a queen?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. You're supposed to say... This is not a trick, by the way.
Okay.
That's a jack, thank you. And the
third
one?
No.
Okay. You're not psychic, folks. Because there is no psychic. Did it.
Okay, I don't know why it's my favorite psychic. I just love it. It's
Well, I tried to
change it. It's short and sweet.
Short and sweet. And of course, non-existent.
Let's do top three.
Top three. Everyone's asking for it. Look at our chat log right now. Everyone's top three.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Twitch chat is going crazy.
Cancel the podcast. You guys smell. You guys are dumb.
Stop reading those.
Me too.
Okay, so we are doing this week's top three is going to be, we decided to look up stuff about
what?
The new Star Wars movie coming
which up. Comes out in June.
Comes
is that
out
correct?
In June? Are you going to watch this one?
May.
It's Memorial Day. So it's Memorial Day weekend.
I forgot.
Great. Now, when is fucking Memorial Day?
I don't know.
Fucking piece of... What?
Are you going to watch it?
It's May. May
something. The new Solo movie. What's it called?
Solo. A Star Wars
Solo. Story. A cup story. No, I wrote that wrong.
A single story.
Remember cup? Solo cups?
Yeah.
Solo.
Thank you.
But we are going to
be... My computer's off. Is this a concern to anybody? Okay, it was recording still.
Are we good?
Well, stop turning it off. Okay.
Okay. So, we'll go round robin. So, I guess I'll start.
Okay.
Even though mine are the least funny. No,
so, these are little facts.
So, we did a lot of research this movie, and there's a lot of facts we learned, and we thought,
this is our to get listener, you ready.
Amy would like to hear about these very interesting facts.
Name's not Amy.
Definitely Amy.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling her Amy. But she knows what her name is.
Schumer.
That ruined it. You ruined the whole podcast with that
good
one.
Good lord.
That's fair.
Okay.
She ruins everything she touches.
Okay, so here's a fact I just learned from my research tonight on Solo, a Star Wars story.
Oh.
Chewbacca worked at a call center before meeting Solo. Believe it or not.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's a hard job. That's a difficult job.
It might have been... Was it Sprint? I didn't read the full article.
Sprint?
Anyways, by the way, I'm calling Han Solo in these because Han is here and it'd be just weird to say Han when we're talking about not Don't this...
I think people understand
hot,
the context.
This hot mess.
Don't want to confuse them.
People okay, will understand
so
the context.
Okay, so Dylon, did you get a fact?
Yes. It turns out, for a couple reasons, General Akbar will show up for an unannounced reason. Just for no reason whatsoever, he just shows up.
So Dylon does not know the concept behind this whole segment.
I tried.
Who's General Akbar?
The Fishman.
It's a trap. Okay. This one is this is a hunch I've had about the show Star Wars for a long time. We like to
have it up too.
Yeah.
Is that Chewbacca actually can speak English? It's just a joke between him and Han Solo that he doesn't.
Yes, I heard that too.
Yeah, actually. But it's really funny when you think about. If you watch the movies again, you can actually see him like talking a bit in the background.
No, but he when he was interviewed on Entertainment Tonight, he was speaking English and. But here's something I did not know before. I'm going to say the full name because it's weird to call him Solo.
Yeah.
Han Solo does not care for soup. I did not know that.
That?
I swear in one of the movies he was eating soup. I
think in the Star Wars universe, that's a thing. That soup is not enjoyed by a lot of people.
I
swear in
like one of the middle ones, I saw him eating soup, but I guess I remembered it wrong because he does not care for soup.
That's the only thing Darth Vader can actually enjoy.
Don't make a bad one worse.
Okay. Did you guys see the Disney at the D23 press release? Chewbacca is now officially a Disney princess.
I did not see that. I kind of like where he was going with that one, but it just wasn't enough.
That's fair.
It's an amusing image.
Yeah, the idea behind it is amusing. So
this is a kind of thing most people have recognized.
That's one of the better ones of the five we've had so far.
Okay, there's some inconsistencies between the movies. Yeah. But I think most fans,
reworded a bit.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. Most hardcore fans know this. Han Solo only has four fingers on his left hand. If you freeze frame some of the scenes in Empire Strikes Back.
First six, that's, I think, one of the leaders.
Okay.
Okay, this was, like, this just came out, like, I did not, this is unexpected, okay? There's a lot of fan theories about this, but... okay, I'll just say it, because, like, let's just... And if you haven't seen the movie yet, this is going to, I guess, ruin a huge scene. Okay, but whatever. So just press pause if you're listening until you...
Just skip forward a few seconds.
Okay, so Boba Fett's sister, Janice Fett, lost her virginity on an AT-AT walker.
Janice Fett.
Like, there's that... You see it happen, eh? Like...
I can see that happening. It's a tiny space.
No, but that was, like, it seemed like an unnecessary scene, but it was there, and it was pretty graphic.
Well, AT-AT walkers are kind of...
Roomy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. So,
The other...
Hold on. Go Fets, is what I say on that.
God damn it. The last one I had read when I was looking up these greatly researched points... is that the Kessel Run is actually an escape from another giant laser beam destroying a planet.
He works at a game store. First of all, most people assume that, but I guess to be proven as a fact is interesting.
It's totally not going to be... it's going to be such a bad movie.
So, you know, they play...
Hold on, these are facts. I don't know where you're talking about.
Facts. This is the one I found... And it is actually explored quite a bit in the movie. I understand there's going to be a lot of extras in the DVD.
I guess we all saw the movie, by the way, to make these.
Cover this topic. You know how they really play up, like, Han Solo is a good, or rather, an excellent pilot.
Yes.
But his secret shame is he does not know how to parallel park, which is kind of explored a bit in the movie.
A car or a Falcon?
Both.
Okay. That's not bad, eh?
Yeah, it's okay.
That was okay. This was a lot of misses. But,
it's the,
but that's it.
Delicio. Okay.
It's not one of our best.
You guys,
even with a third person.
I have one.
Hold on. Let's make a vow.
No.
For the next episode, whoever will be in it, and maybe will Dylan be back?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay. We're going to have a kick-ass top three. Vicky three. What's it called?
Kick ass.
This one was lame, but we, because of the stuff with the Olympics, there's a lot of things going on right now, and we couldn't
blame it on
devote
Sochi.
All our.
It's not Sochi, is it? It's Pyongyang.
It's not Sochi, it's a little bit of chi. Say it again, Pyongyang.
What is it?
How do you say that?
Where is it?
You're South Korean, so say it.
I don't know.
It's in that word you just said. Say it again.
I said Pyongyang.
Pyongyang. That's
but how is you it pronounce Pyongyang?
It is Pyongyang.
Damn it. There was a joke, and I completely screwed it up.
No, I didn't know how to pronounce it. Pyongyang.
Do you guys have
quinoa,
any more?
There we go.
Am I racist by saying Pyongyang?
No. Am I racist for saying quinoa?
Unfunny by saying...
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely the case, but...
Okay, so we did
do
a
we
podcast?
Have any more segments? That's it?
I have a few more, but we're at an hour.
Okay, do your skeptical one. I'm really curious about your skeptical one.
Did we talk about it? Did we talk about Dragon's Den?
No, we haven't on the show.
Well, no, let's,
I mean, not
let's save it for next week.
Okay, well.
No, in 2 weeks or less.
So next year.
As long as someone's in Saskatoon.
Well.
Okay, do we have any parting thoughts?
I have a parting thought. My parting thought
Hold on. We don't have one. Should we just make one up on the spot? Go.
Always tip your random retailers at game stores.
Specifically.
Ones with mutton chops who look like Wolverine.
I will say...
Do they tip at game stores?
I got a $20 tip.
Try Soups. They're pretty good.
Just the tip?
That's my...
$20 soup. Try Soups? You and Soups, man. My parting thought is try to see things through other people's viewpoints before posting a reply.
Hasn't that been your parting thought like 30 times? In this
I know, and no one listens.
Good night, folks!
Bye.
Later.
Whee!